Somebody once told me that when they buy kitchenware or tableware for a person as a wedding present or perhaps as a gift on another occasion, so they try and help out the people that they've giving it to, and they do tefillat kelim with it beforehand to save the recipient the trouble of taking it to the mikveh. The question is whether or not this is good practice. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeh, Simon Kuf Kaf, which is the simon which deals with tefillat kelim, Seif Chet, says that a person who buys a knife but is only intending using it to cut parchment doesn't need to do tefillat kelim because it's not kli suda for them. It's not a type of utensil that's used as at a meal. And even though, in principle, it's a meat knife or a steak knife or whatever it might be and could and is normally used for food, seeing as they're not, they haven't bought it to use for food, then it doesn't need tefillat kelim. In actual fact, the Issa v'Heta, one of the Rishonim, disagrees with this and says that even in this case, you do need to do tefillat kelim with it out of a concern that you might come to use it for food. But the Poskim disagree with that and they all reject it and say that we don't follow the Issa v'Heta. The Beit Yosef also says that if you buy clay suda, if you buy tableware or kitchenware for purposes of business, so you intend selling them on. You've got a shop and you buy cups from a wholesaler and you now sell them in your shop. They also don't need tefillah because as far as you're concerned, they're not clay suda. They're not kelim, which you're using for the purpose of eating, and therefore they don't need tefillah kelim. So according to this, it would seem that if you go into a shop and you buy a collection of glasses or cutlery or whatever it is with the intention of giving it to somebody else as a present, then you shouldn't do tefillat kelim beforehand because as far as you're concerned, you bought them as, if you like, clay matana, items to use as a gift rather than as clay suda, and therefore they don't need a tefillah. Many poskim seem to think that way, though they do say that if you did do tefillah on them, then the next person should do tefillah only without a bracha, because maybe the halacha is like the Issa v'Heta. So many poskim recommend that one shouldn't tovel kelim that you're going to give on to somebody else as a gift. But the poskim do discuss what should one do if you're giving them to a non-frum person and you don't want them to be using kelim which haven't been tovled. Is there any way to deal with this problem? Is there any way that you can tovel them before giving them on? So Rav Moshe Schoenbach in Shelot Tshuvot, Tshuvot V'Hanhagot, Chelek Aleph Sim Tafnun Bet, he makes two suggestions. One suggestion he has is that simply you can give them to a third party who will acquire them on behalf of the person that you want to give them to as a gift. We've got a principle of Zechiah, that you can somebody else can acquire something on somebody else's behalf, and now it will belong to the person who's going to receive it as a gift, and therefore it's got the status of a Kli Suda, and then the person who's received it can go and tovel it on their behalf. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is cited in a footnote in the Sefer Tefillat Kelim as being of the opinion that this might well not work, because who's to say that the recipient who doesn't know about this gift necessarily wants it. It might be that you're giving them something they've got already. You're giving them a set of whiskey glasses. They don't drink whiskey, so they'll take them back and exchange them for something else, in which case they would never want to be zocher to these whiskey glasses. So Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks that's actually not such a good suggestion. Rav Moshe Sternbach gives a second suggestion, and he says that why don't you use the kelim that you're going to give? So giving this person some wine glasses or some whiskey glasses. So use each of them for a glass of water, and then you're using them as clay suda, and they require to be like kelim, and then you can wash them up and wrap them up nicely and put them back in the packaging, and that way you'll be able to do to be like kelim and give them on as a gift. So that's his suggestion. Rather Moshe Weiss in Minchatasha Chelet Gimel Siman Nun Hay, he has a totally different approach, and he says that in actual fact, you can tovel it on behalf of somebody else, even though you only bought it as a gift. Why? Because he says the din is that clay seuda require tevila. That's they need to be immersed in the mikveh before they can be used if they were purchased from a Gentile. If you bought them not to use them as clay seuda, so then you don't have a chiyuv to do the tefillah, meaning it's not necessary for you to do to the tefillah, and it's the next person who buys them has got the obligation to take them to the mikveh. However, if you did immerse them in the mikveh, then they've still been toveled. It was a valid tevila. It's just that you didn't have an obligation to do it. But if you wanted to tick that box, then you're welcome to tick that box. So he says that, min hadin, you are allowed to do tevilat kelim on a gift that you're giving to somebody else. Just you've got no chiyuv to do so. So he says the problem with doing so is that you lose the bracha, because seeing as you haven't got a chiyuv to do it, so then these kelim only get tefillat kelim without a bracha, and that's not as good as tefillat kelim with a bracha. So he says, ah, if you've got something of your own that you need to do tefillah on as well, so you'll say the bracha on that, and you'll also tovel those kelim, and they'll also get that way they'll have tefillat kelim with a bracha, in which case they haven't lost out whatsoever. So if you're giving as a gift to somebody who has got no opportunity to do tefillah in the mikveh, or is not going to do tefillah in the mikveh with the kelim, so that would be a solution that you could actually tovel it on their behalf. It wouldn't be an ideal, though, if you haven't got anything else to do toveling with, because you would lose the bracha. We'll discuss Bezrat Hashem in another shir, the whole question about giving kelim to a person who isn't going to immerse them in the mikveh. Ad kan.